Okay.
And Rose, if you can take roll call for us.
Sure. Judge Conklin?
I'm present one way or the other.
Judge Gabe?
I'm here, but I'm not on video because I'm a little under the weather at home.
Thank you. Judge Hernandez?
Here, thank you.
Judge Losh?
Present.
Judge Reinhardt? Mr. Finke?
Here.
Mr. Landry? Ms. Levere?
Here.
Mr. Rule?
Here.
Mr. Seal?
Here.
And Mr. Yamasaki?
Yes, good afternoon, President.
Thank you.
Great, Rose, thanks so much. And thank you everybody for joining us. Happy New Year to all of you. Hope it's starting off well. Appreciate the time you're taking for this meeting this afternoon. We'll try to stay within our 1 hour time schedule. And we do have a single item on our agenda. Before we do that, I'll confirm that no public comment was received. Is that correct, Rose?
That's correct, Judge.
Okay, and we don't have any minutes. Oh, we do have minutes to approve from the October 19th FPS meeting. Is there a motion to approve those minutes?
Yamasaki moves.
David, thank you. Is there a second?
Rule second.
Moved and seconded that the minutes be approved. Any opposition to that motion? And hearing none, those minutes will be approved. So as I was just about to say, we have one item on our agenda today, and that is to address our funds held on behalf of program and policy. This has been in effect for some time, and I want to clarify as we begin this meeting, and what brings this to the FPS as a whole is the work of a specially appointed working group consisting, and my thanks go out to Judge Larsh, Chad Finke, Chris Rule, and Lee Seal, and myself as well on that. And we have formed this working group and got together some time ago. We've had numerous meetings. I think we're at least at four, if not five meetings. And the purpose of this is not to in any way diminish or stop the work of funds held on behalf of. It's a very successful program. It's been in place for years. It's been working well for those years. But as with any other program, the time had come to, I think, look back at the program itself for any changes that would enhance the program's effectiveness and transparency, which is why we're here today. So we met, as I said, four or five times to get to us today. There were some recognized concerns with the program, but those concerns had nothing to do with abuse of the program, had nothing to do with courts not utilizing the program appropriately. By way of a very brief background, I know you're all aware of this, but this program was intended to allow courts to hold back money for ongoing projects from the required 3%. So if the courts, if they had ongoing projects, they could apply to FPS and say, we'd like these funds to be held on our behalf. That's not quite the way as the program continued to play out that it worked. And so now we're trying to get it back to center. So that's where we are today. The recommendations are in front of you. And with the help of our working group members who are on this call, I'd like to go through those recommendations. And obviously, as questions come up, please feel free to ask those questions. The first one had to do with the new and amended requests and what were at times referred to as repurposing requests, which is what caused a little bit of this redesign of the program. So the current process allowed for courts to submit new requests using funds from multiple fiscal years. As we examined that, we came to the conclusion that the more effective method is to have courts submit new requests using new funding from the previous fiscal year or unspent funding from previously approved funds held on behalf of projects to be considered as a new project because the original project has been completed. So to cut to the quick, what we are trying to do is make clear that any funds, if you have a project that has been completed, then obviously your funds held on behalf of purpose has been accomplished. If your project has not been completed, under these new proposed procedures, you can amend the request to extend the time for that project to complete that project. Or you can amend the request having to do with the amount of the project if it's continued on for that project. But you can't repurpose the request. You cannot essentially say, we've completed the project, we have funds left over, we want to repurpose those funds for a new project. What you would have to do is submit a new project request asking to use those funds. So again, we're trying to not prevent, but clarify that courts cannot repurpose funds. They can ask that those funds be used for a new request to be approved by the fiscal planning subcommittee. Any working group member want to make a comment on that? Questions about that recommendation or proposal by any member of FPS? And you guys can still hear me, right? Can somebody, I just want to make sure my connection's still good?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's a little difficult on the cell phone. So that's the first proposal that you have in your materials, and all these recommendations are set out at page 9. So again, that's a new request criteria as described. It would require trial court submit new requests using new funding from the previous year or unspent funding from a previously approved FHOB request to be considered as a new project. And the amendments would be limited to amending the amount of funds or to extend the fiscal year period for another year to allow you to complete that project. The second addresses the submission cycles, and the current process includes 3 submission cycles per year, 1 in March, August, and September, with requests going to the Judicial Council for its July, November, and January meetings. The working group proposes that we establish 1 annual submission cycle in September. So this would be after the court has closed its fiscal year, obviously, at the end of June. So fiscal year begins July 1. This would give the courts time to then submit, based upon the close of that immediately preceding fiscal year in September, a new funds held on behalf of requests that will go to the council in January for its consideration. Again, this is intended to streamline the requests. Any working group members want to make any comments beyond what I've said on this? Okay, I'm just going to, David, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask just one question if I could, Judge Conklin. So one of the things that occurs is rather than a situation that comes up, let's say in the fall, there may be a new requirement as it relates to a statutory change that becomes operative on January 1, in which case there may be a need for programming or something to be acquired in order for a purchase to be made. So the question that I had is there a reason why it was just limited to 1 time per year? I understand the benefit of having some efficiencies gained by only doing a submission once per year, but there may be an event that will be triggering a need to make an investment for something. So let's say sometime in the spring, where there is further, I guess, understanding of a need that comes up at the beginning of the year, or, hey, I have a little bit of money that I have available, and I would love to make that investment into something. As you project out towards the end of the year, you may have some money to do so. So that's a question I have.
Did I hear somebody else wanting to respond?
This is Lotko. David, I'm trying to understand sort of the circumstance. if you had something mid-year and you had current year budget, you'd use it. If you needed to then supplement that with any leftover funding that you had above your 3%, you could come and ask for that to continue that effort. But if you needed to start it, the funds out of behalf of, you've already closed your books for the prior year, you're looking at current year money, and then the next year's fund held on behalf of process would allow you to bring over any of those monies from the current period into the budget year. So I'm just trying to think if you need.
I think the cycle would be September. So let's play this out. In February, I found out, man, I've got to make an investment for something. I would love to use any surplus money that I have for that budget year for a particular project. Would I be able to do that in February, or would I have to wait till September?
But you'd be using current budget, right?
Right. I don't think that's funds held on behalf.
Okay.
There's not a moment to, you haven't completed the fiscal year yet.
I see.
To know gotcha. If you have anything left over. Yeah.
Does that clarify, David?
Yeah, it does. I was looking at it in a little bit different way, but that's helpful. So no, that's I'll withdraw my question.
And that highlights, and I'm glad you asked it that way, because that highlights the difference between current year funds and prior year funds. That's what we were trying to address.
Thank you.
Any other questions on the submission cycle issue? The next recommendation has to do with court representation at the meeting. And this is a strongly encouraged policy rather than a absolute requirement. But we've been conducting these funds held on behalf of meetings for years now. Mainly, I think, due to my practices as the chair of funds held on behalf of, there was no explicit statement that the court should be present. We simply stated that if a court had submitted its application or was not present, we'd consider it. And most of the time that worked well. Every now and then, there were questions, if the court wasn't present, that were difficult to answer or that would cause us to say, boy, we can't really address this. So what we like to do is modify the policy to state that courts are strongly encouraged to attend the funds held on behalf of meetings. Generally, that's by a CEO or a CFO. These meetings are very, very usually less than half an hour to consider all these requests. We simply will ask that the court submitting the request be present to answer any questions that the members may have. But we do think it's important that those courts make every effort to be actually present at the meeting rather than just submitting their application and not being present. Any additions by any working group members on that policy change? And any questions on that? The next one is more of just a technical logistical, and that's the application form itself. Budget services will be tasked to address the application and to simply make it more efficient. They'll work on consulting with a group of court representatives to make the necessary changes to the form and start that process as immediately. Just we'll be soliciting input from courts as to how they think those forms could be made more efficient and more useful, and then using that input to modify the form. Okay. Maybe I should conduct these meetings on my cell phone more often, because we're down to the last recommendation, and that has to do with the reimbursement model. So what this is intended to do is clarify that these are funds held on behalf of the court in the trial court trust fund. So the current practice is if a court has funds held on behalf of approved, the court is front-loaded that money and then is expected to account for how that money was spent. This would change that to the way that the working group members have concluded that the program was really intended to operate. And that would be that the funds, if the funds held on behalf of request is approved, those funds are actually held on behalf of the court in the trial court trust fund, and then are reimbursed to the court on a monthly basis as those funds are spent. So once the court, and it'd be a very easy process, the court hypothetically says we need funds held on behalf of for project A, and it's approved for $100,000. Throughout the course of the year, now it's been approved. Those funds are held. After the first month, the court has spent $50,000 of that money. It has it in the bank, so to speak. So it's not an issue of the court not being assured that it has the money. It's just a tracking issue. The court would then submit a request at the conclusion of the month in which the money was spent, and those funds would then be reimbursed, or pardon me, would then be sent to the court. And the court would continue that out through the months of the year until they've completed their work on the project. So again, this is just to clarify that the funds are held on behalf of each court and are reimbursed to the court once the money is actually spent. Questions about that? Okay. Did I hear a question? All right. So I've done my best to present the recommendations from the working group that are set forth in your materials at page 9. Again, the working group members, I was just one member of the working group. Anything anybody wants to add, I'll assure the members of FPS, I'm sure there's no doubt, but these meetings were not simply a matter of form. We really drilled down on these issues. We had some great input. I hope Judge Larsh doesn't mind, but the CEOs here were the most instrumental in helping us understand some of these issues, and we modified them as we went. And I think it created a pretty effective final product. But I want to give those working group members a chance to contribute if they have anything else they'd like to add. I guess they're being quiet today. All right, with that, is there any questions on any of these recommendations before I call for a motion? Hearing none, I'd invite a motion.
Mr. Conklin, this is David Yamasaki. I would be happy to make a motion to approve the recommendations 1 through 6 as reflected on pages 9 and 10 of the materials.
David, thank you very much. Is there a second to that?
Larsh would second.
All right, Judge Larsh, thanks so much. So it's been moved and seconded that the 6 recommendations that have been discussed, and I should note there was a 6th recommendation, it's a very technical, to make language amendments to the current policy to reflect the recommendations and delete the outdated references. That's actually a 6th recommendation. In other words, we change the language in the current policy to reflect the prior 5 recommendations. Moved and seconded. Any questions or concerns about the recommendations that have been moved to be approved? Hearing none and following my standard practice as chair, is there any opposition to the motion to approve the recommendations as set forth? I hear no opposition. So as the chair, and again, with thanks to all of you folks and special thanks to the working group members, I'll deem the recommendations unanimously approved. Rose, is there anything else we need to address today?
Nope, that is everything.
All right, well, like I said, I think I'm going to get in the habit of doing more meetings via my cell phone because this was a good one. I think everybody's had a chance to consider the recommendations, to make comments on the recommendations. And I do once again thank everybody, wish you a happy new year. So Rose, as far as timing goes, these recommendations will now go to TICBAC, correct?
That's correct. It'll go to TICBAC on January 22nd, and then we hope to get it to the JC March 15th.
Great. And speaking of that, our next meeting in which we'll all be together, we had a very quick action by email today on another subcommittee, but we're all going to be together next on Monday, January 22nd, right, Rose?
That's correct.
All right. And that's a meeting via Zoom. We'll all be there with the rest of the TICBAC members. I look forward to seeing everybody that date, time, and location.
Yeah, Judge Conklin, if I might. Just add one more sort of step in the process. We'll be taking it as information to the JBBC. Want to make sure that they're fully aware of the great work that the TICBAC is doing and looking at processes, even if they've been around for a while, for opportunities for improvement. So we think that that's a good thing to showcase to JBBC before we get to the full council. And I know David will do a good job of representing the issue when we do it.
Yep, I appreciate that. Thanks for clarifying that. We do go through JBBC and Judge Mormon and her group, as always. Also, I won't bother Zlatko right now, but you're all aware that Jan 10 is 2 days away. Stand by.
I'll be sending an email out to everybody just to reminding them that we, unless the times change of our usual noon phone call. But I'll be sending that out with the phone number and the details.
Great. Thanks everybody. And thanks for your patience by looking at me only through my cell phone. I'll get this Zoom thing fixed up before our next meeting. Thanks everybody. Enjoy the remainder of your lunch hour. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Judge Colton.
Thank you. And thanks to staff for all their work as we sign off.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.